So, hello guys, welcome to Game of Thrones. Game of Stories. Would you believe, I've never even seen Game of Thrones either, so I don't even know where to say it.
I would say I had, but no, I've read it because I'm a geek. I've read it and I've not seen it.
I've watched
one season of it. Season 7 or 8, I think.
Maybe we need to catch up.
We're not here to talk about Game of Thrones, then.
We are not. We are Game of Stories instead.
We're all about stories.
So, guys, we are out and about, and we are stood outside the side of St. George's Hall in the centre of Liverpool. Basically, what we want to do is we're going to tell you a story. We're going to move different locations, like every 2 weeks. We're going to find a brand new place to go. You know, if you want us to come and visit you, well, we can. And we're going to kind of all get together, all tell stories, like a little campfire situation.
Not as warm, though, at the moment.
No, yeah, instead we've just got rain,
and a lot
umbrellas.
Of
cold and people staring at us. Exciting.
Hello. He's not looking, it's okay. What we've got in front of us is, so it's a beautiful building. If you've never seen, Google it. We've got a massive iron door.
What are they holding?
I think they're going to be posh here, cornucopia.
They just look like a little trombones with fruit inside.
Cornucopia is a horn with fruit inside.
Is it? 10 points for me.
Greek, which I think those guys are actually Neptune or Poseidon, whichever one you go for.
So is any of this in Game of Thrones?
No, it's not. It's in Percy Jackson, though, but you know.
We're not on a tour here, guys, of St. George's Hall, just so it doesn't sound like that.
No, exactly.
But, there's a very loud bus, too. Somebody's not very happy.
Road rage.
So what we are going to do is say we are going to tell stories, because we love stories. We're going to do a story from what we can see around us.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to tell stories today for this first week.
My turn. Right.
I'm going to pick three random things that I can see from St. George's Hall. So first one, I'm going to pick a bus because there's quite a lot of buses around.
Right, okay.
I am going to pick a tower because
Radio City Tower.
One of our marvellous radio stations. And I'm going to pick a horn.
A horn?
With some fruit in it too.
A cornucopia. Good word, isn't it?
A corner, whatever.
Yeah, it's a good word.
So, go.
Right, okay. So the story goes, once upon a time, there was a bus, a very cranky bus driver.
Oh.
This bus driver.
What was his name?
Bill.
Bill, the bus driver.
No offence if you're a Bill, and I'm not saying all Bills are cranky, but this Bill was very cranky.
You're not getting this off my dad, are you?
No, he's not cranky much. From what you said, I honestly don't.
Hi, Dad.
But he drove his bus like a maniac. Always wanted to get from A to B. Didn't want to make conversation at all. Okay. Until one day, a man got on the bus.
Oh, bus again. Ding, ding, ding.
A cornucopia, which is a horn with fruit in.
Why would somebody get on the bus with one of them? Can you imagine? Here's a new version of a fruit basket.
I don't know. He possibly is doing amateur dramatics.
Okay.
There we go. And Bill, of course, is in a particularly foul mood. Is the bus driver.
Bill's
this
the
new
bus
man,
driver.
This new man. Let's call him Jeff.
Jeff
has gone on the bus with his cornucopia.
Very, very British with these names.
And he's from an Amdram society, you know. He's setting up a new play, and they're performing for the benefit of, ding, 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 the Radio City Tower.
She got all three within the first 2 minutes.
So Jeff has only just gone on the bus, tries to purchase his bus ticket, but obviously, carrying his cornucopia, his fruit goes everywhere. And Bill is not a happy bus driver.
You can tell you write stories for a living.
So we've got a cranky bus driver with fruit all over his little dashboard. So he's got grapes and he's got, what's up there? I think pineapples, oranges,
apples, maybe. You can see the grapes at the side.
Pears.
Has he got a flower in the other one?
Yes, flowers included.
Flowers, ooh.
Lettuces, maybe. I don't know why.
Lettuce
isn't a fruit, is it?
Although a tomato is a fruit, isn't it? People get confused with that.
Though there's a saying, it's knowledge to know that tomato is a fruit. Wisdom to know not to put it in a fruit salad. There you go.
Is that what Bill said or
no? Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah.
Yes, but Jeff apologises and tries to collect as much of these fruits as possible. But obviously, especially with grapes, some of them are very small. So Bill gets on his way, slams down his foot. But the thing is, though, when he stomps down, he doesn't stomp down on a pedal. No.
Is it grapes?
On the grapes.
No.
He loses control of the bus, and they find themselves careering down the lane towards Radio City Tower.
Ding, 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 towered again.
The fruit flying everywhere. He's trying to collect it in his cornucopia. Because he's not nice, his bus crashes into Radio City Tower. But don't worry, the tower's very strong, so the tower does not fall over, but the bus does. And we end up with a fruit smoothie inside of the bus.
Oh, I could just have one of them right now. Oh, nice strawberry and banana smoothie.
Yes, at the end, one fruit-covered bus driver and Jeff.
And I really want to buy a cornucopia.
Yeah, I think you should. I think we should definitely look around.
I think we need to have a little search just to make sure that it is in fact called cornucopia.
I think it is a cornucopia. I'm gonna bet my fruit on it. Yes.
Well done, though.
Thank you.
That was very very imaginative. Whoop. I feel like whenever I get on a bus now, I'm going to say, is your name Bill? And then the person next to me with a fruit basket, I'm going to say, do you not have a cornucopia instead of a whole basket? Upgrade yourself.
Cornucopias are so old school.
Can you buy them?
I don't know, actually. I'm really tempted to search that. One second.
I can buy you one of them for Christmas. What do you think? I put some lettuce in there, some tomato. No, actually, I can't use a tomato because it's not part of a fruit salad.
You've learned something today. Great.
I say, well, that was fun. I really enjoyed that today.
I did, actually.
Well
I
done.
It's very inspirational.
Good thinking, again.
You hear a lot of stories on a bus.
Yeah, you can. You do hear a lot of stories on the bus.
Yes.
But again, if you've heard, you know, a story lately on the bus.
Look at our bio.
Yeah, just have a little look. It's Game of Stories. Just have a little look on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're all on there anyway.
Yeah.
I'm a bit hungry now, though. Can we go and get something to eat?
I am starving. Could really do with a real cornucopia right now.